Hot Business on Hot 1027 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
South Africa's citrus industry, it really is one of the crown jewels of our agricultural exports, is facing a major threat, as you would have heard. The United States is considering imposing steep tariffs on South African citrus over the ongoing bitter trade dispute. And if it goes through, tens of thousands of local farm jobs could be on the line, I understand. For an industry that contributes billions to the economy and supports many rural households, this is no small issue. So what's behind this looming trade war? What does it really mean for South African workers, exporters and rural economies? I'm in conversation now with Gerrit van der Merwe, who is chair of the Citrus Growers Association. Mr. van der Merwe, a warm welcome to you. Let's dive straight in and look at the economic impact if these tariffs go ahead. What do the numbers look like and who is likely then to be hit hardest?
Well, at the moment, for the South African industry being the second biggest exporter in the world, 9% of our product goes to North America at the moment. It doesn't sound like a lot, but for areas like the Western Cape, small towns like Citrus Dull, it is their livelihood. And for our estimations, we probably calculate about 35,000 jobs will be affected in South Africa, but also about 25,000 jobs will be indirectly affected in the USA side, because it's been an industry that's been doing for about 20 years. So thus, you've got supply chains, you've got truckers, you've got everyone on that side involved as well. So yes, people will call it margins, people will call it 1 or 2% of the GDP, but it's 100% of the economy of a small town like Citrus Dull. So yes, the impact will be big, although it will be isolated.
You have been meeting with government. What is the industry asking for, if anything, and what have you been told or what have you been given?
We've basically started asking, what is the strategy? Are we going to BRICS? Are we moving away from the USA? Are we going to start building relationships back into the USA and see if we can at least defend AGOA or come up with a new trade agreement after AGOA expires at the end of the year and it doesn't get renewed? So our question is, what is the strategy? And if so, we have to go more to the east, to China and India. We probably have to ask, but then we need to get away with import tariffs, because India is charging us around 40%. China is also on the high side. So we have a lot of import tariffs we're running into the east. Although it's BRICS, the only free trade agreements we have is Europe, Canada, and the USA. So thus, it puts us on a back foot competing with countries like a Chile and a Peru and Australia, all has very good free trade agreements going into the Far East.
And are you satisfied so far with the response that you've received?
I'm a farmer. We're never satisfied. But no, I think we in Citrus Dull, I'm a farmer in Citrus Dull, we are panicking. I mean, this is our livelihood. It's been the lifeline of a small town like Citrus Dull of 15,000 people, Glen William, 10, and all other small towns. And this is our bit. Although only 25% of our food goes to the USA, it's the best 25. And that's where our margins come from. And that's where we actually prepare our crops for the USA, which is a lot more expensive. So it's a knock-on effect. And you can't just replace a market. We've been developing in that market for about 20 years. We ourselves as ALG has got an import company based in Florida. We've got relationships going back 18 years with a company like Whole Foods. So you can't just say, let's back up and go to China and it's going to be all the same. It's going to take time. There's going to be blood on the streets. And unfortunately, it's not just the farmer that's going to suffer. It's the farming community. And that's the biggest thing that worries me.
In the past, do you think that South Africa has done enough risk planning in this respect and done enough to diversify its export market outside of the United States of America?
No, I think let's start. We do have good market access to a lot of countries because citrus being such a big commodity, we do have access to a lot of markets, but we don't have any bilaterals or free trade agreement. So it puts you in a back foot. You can start negotiate going into a market, but if you're running into a 40% or 20% or 18% import tariff and your competition has got zero, you can't develop that market properly and you're always on the back foot. So no, more should be done, Jeremy. I'm not sure if we can criticize if it's not done. It's not enough has been done, but I do think we can't just switch. It will take 5 to 10 years for us to switch properly to make sure we get proper market access, but also favorable trade agreements.
And the reality of the situation is you don't have 5 or 10 years, if I'm hearing you correctly.
No, I mean, if you put yourselves in a minimum wage, he doesn't have 2 weeks to go without money. And I mean, the government's boasting they're putting 25 million on people on the government grants. I do think that's actually a bad thing, because you want more people working and less people on grants, and that's where your economy grows. And if we don't have the US market, a small town like Citrusdal is going to stop growing. And I think that's one of our biggest things. Economic growth in a small town like Citrusdal has been good. So crime has been low. Everybody's got work to do. Everyone's pulling in the right direction. You stop that growth, you stop job creation, and then it gets into political turmoil. And then in 5 or 10 years, you're sitting with a government that's not working, or local government's not working. So it's a real knock-on effect, not just now, but we got to grow. We've got 40% unemployment in South Africa. So we need wins. And USA is a market that provides wins. It gives us opportunity to grow. And we feel with the tactic now, it's completely going against what we've been doing the last 20 years and our plans the next 10 years.
Would the industry consider directly lobbying interest groups within the United States itself? Has that been put on the table?
Yeah, I do think we do have a lobbyist in Washington we use. But a lot of these big negotiations, it's state to state. And that you can only do so much from a lobbyist influence, ask what you can do. But at the end of the day, the politics is run by Trump and Ramaphosa. And it's got to be fixed there. Then we can run from, we can't go from the bottom up to get there.
Just finally, would you agree that this is also the beginning of more agricultural trade tension to come beyond the citrus industry? I would imagine that it's a broader sectoral issue, and that there needs to be preparation for an increasingly protectionist world such as we're seeing.
I actually don't buy into that, Jeremy. You can argue the fact that tariffs stops outsourcing of factories, and that's probably what President Trump is trying to stop. But you can't outsource out-of-season citrus like the northern and the southern hemisphere. They don't have citrus come their summertime, which is our wintertime. So they can't do insourcing. So what we've been doing is we've been keeping the cost low in the USA. We've been roughly selling at the same price in the USA the last 20 years. Everybody's speaking about inflation, and we're actually helping with inflation. So I would actually think, yes, they can't outsource us or insource us for that matter, and we're actually helping with inflation. So importing out-of-season fruit is a net positive, and I can't really see the downside of it. I can understand people trying to stop building a factory in Mexico, and that factory needs to be in Texas, but I can't see you trying to insource out-of-season citrus, because it's just not possible.
I'm going to leave it there. Gerrit van der Merwe, thank you very much indeed. Chair of the Citrus Growers Association, I appreciate your time.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.